Black, stop playing with him.
Say, like, it's probably been like a good 2-3 weeks, maybe more than that. Since
it's been a waste of month.
Yeah, I was gonna say a month, but I didn't want to be too far off. But yeah, it's probably been like a month since we've probably recorded. And I would probably say, with both our teams being out of it, we both got Florida teams. Everybody knows when I'm in here and I'm talking with Andrew Holston, we have usually a up and down kind of the conversation, because 1 week Buccaneers look good, 1 week Miami was looking good, then several weeks Bucs were looking good, and several weeks Miami was looking bad. You know what I'm saying? It was like then we get to the playoffs, you know what I'm saying? We limp, literally.
Yeah.
Or headache to the playoffs. Skylar Thompson, Tom Brady, I can't get it done. Like, literally couldn't get it done. Like, both quarterbacks could not get it done.
We just had two of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If we had, I seriously think if we had I really don't think that we had a chance. So I can't really say if. There was no if in our situation. If y'all had two, I think y'all would have got it done.
That would have, yeah. We would have knocked out Buffalo. Yeah. And
maybe some things could have shook that way. But we wouldn't. We didn't have a chance. The Buccaneers didn't have a chance. Tom Brady realized that when he dropped back. And Michael Parsons was coming at him, and then Dexter Lawrence was coming at him, and he was just like, this ain't it.
Yeah.
Because his body language, when he throws the ball under pressure, you go back to even last year against the Rams, he wasn't scared of Aaron Donald. So the year before that, against the freaking Smith twins at Green Bay, and you had Chase Young, you know what I'm saying? It's like, he wasn't scared. Yeah. So I think he showed more body language-wise that he was scared to death. Back there going against the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
And I cannot believe people have the audacity after his retirement to pick up and collect sand and try to auction it off for thousands of dollars on where he sat his ass at to retire.
People are just living up the hype of Brady.
I mean, that's sad. They took a picture where they got the sand. I'm like, man, I could've.
So it was funny. A couple weeks ago, I was at a friend's dad's birthday party. He's a really good family friend of mine. And they were we're watching the Miami Buffalo game, and they're just ragdolling me, like, why do you be a Miami fan? You know how flamboyant that is. Mm-hmm. They didn't look so nice. So I'm just gonna. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there like, that's weird that you're talking about, like, something being, you know, homosexual and all mm-hmm. that. And I'm like, it's not like I switched teams to follow one guy.
Yeah.
And he. My buddy's uncle looks at me, he's like, okay, you know what? You win this round. Because he switched from New England to Tampa following Brady. Mm. And he's like, okay, you got me.
Yeah. A little fruity there, wasn't it? So I'd have said. Like, when that little fruity move here you did there, you didn't want to stay in there and Belichick when he was too wrinkled for you. But nah, that's the thing to where, like, bandwagons... Like, bandwagoning is, like, one of those things where, like, I'm at the age now, it's like, I can tell if you're bandwagoning, and just, like, I'm not even going to call you out for it. But if the moment I see that you're doing a little bit too much cheering, I'm going to be like, hey, buddy, wouldn't you, you know. I think after a certain time, you know, I think people, if they want to move teams, I think you should just not be a fan of any team for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And then start supporting the team and say, I made a switch. And that way, that'd be better than where last season I seen you going like, we almost make it to the playoffs. And didn't make it to the playoffs, and you're so mad at your team, you go join another team, and then they make it to the playoffs, maybe make it to a Super Bowl, and then here you are like, I'm going to call you out.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
I mean, I've been a Miami fan since like 2003. Mm-hmm. And, okay, how many games have we won in the playoffs? None. And that's... That's a diehard fan.
So I don't see how you're bandwagoning at all.
Yeah. Nah. I mean, heck, I mean, if you look at me, like, Hurricane fan, so I've been through the ups and downs of that. Yeah. I'm still mad at Ohio State and always will be. Mainly refs, because refs screw everything up.
Screwed it up. Well, game planning, too. I think Larry Coker, man, so stupid on how what we did as far as that defense. Like, yeah, they had West Virginia's own Darian Scott. They had Will Smith, rest in peace. They had Kevin Gamble. I respected their players, you know what I'm saying? But I looked at that defense. It's like we could have exploited that defense by working the tight ends and just going from there. You know what I'm saying?
Why? These
tight ends. Ken Dorsey play action. We didn't have to keep trying to run Willis to put him in a position to get hurt, knowing that they was going to load the box.
Yeah.
Knowing that we gave him the ball 280 times that year. If we could have flipped the script and just tricked the jaws off of him.
Yeah.
I hated that game plan that we was like, just run it. And then when he got hurt, we had freaking Jared Payton and, you know, we had number three, Gathers. I liked, because Frank Gore was hurt, and that was the thing. We didn't have him. The next year, he showed up, and if we'd have had him as a backup, it would have been better. You know what I'm saying? We just didn't have no next guys. We had to give him the ball a million times. He scored 7 touchdowns against Miami Bio, man. I mean, like, he went crazy that year. And I dig if we was going to stick with our guns and give him the ball. But, you know, at some point, I think we should have utilized our early assets, man.
Yeah.
We had a lot that game. I remember that game a lot. And Craig Krenzel had some terrible possessions. We gave them the ball back way too many times.
Mm-hmm.
But on to the big show.
Okay.
Now, I'm not a big media week guy of the Super Bowl ever since the whole Tom Brady, like, oh, they only giving us 13 points to score on them. We're 17. And then Randy Moss never got a Super Bowl. I just try not to watch that shit, honest to God. I mean, if I was got a pass for it, if Sauce Talk was able to sit there and bolster itself up to get a pass to go through Super Bowl Media Week, I'd go. But as a fan, to sit back and just be like, man, like, give me the Super Bowl. But Pat Mahomes, Andy Reid, Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni. I'm going to give two questions. I'm going to give two statements, and I want you to reply to them. And I want the first one is that what type of nonsense does the media, you know, saying, like, this was a terrible thing to try to pull. In a sense of saying, like, it ain't saying terrible, like, ethics or not. I'm just saying, like, that is just, nobody's going to pay attention to that. But to try to drive the narrative of, like, Nick Sirianni, you are a person that, you know, was under, you know what I'm saying, whoever was leaving Kansas City, you were still there. Andy Reid gets the job, he comes over, he lets you go because he has his own staff in place.
Yeah.
And I believe somebody asked him about that. I don't know. I don't think that Nick Sirianni came right out and said anything about that. I think the question was asked and it was pushed, and I think Nick Sirianni had no choice but to answer the way he answered, but then it was the media pushed it. It's like, Nick Sirianni's got a chip on his shoulder. He was a special teams coach.
Yeah.
Or a wide receivers coach or something like that, wasn't he? Like,
he was a big...
He was not an offensive coordinator, defense coordinator.
No,
he wasn't a quarterback coach.
Sirianni was started off as the offensive quality control coach.
Thank you.
And then was the assistant quarterback's coach. But in 2012, became the wide receivers coach.
Case in point. He has no chip on his shoulder.
No.
They're trying to use that as like something to be like, oh, you know, Nick Sirianni feels kind of slighted that Andy Reid did, so he's pumped up. No. Jalen Hurts should be the forefront of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts. A guy who people... Who was the Eagles coach last year?
Nick Sirianni.
Last season?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Nick Sirianni's second season.
So who was the coach before that?
Doug Peterson.
That is this Nick Sirianni's second year. I'm tripping. So when Doug Peterson left, and the whole thing last year about, like, you know, Jalen Hurts and Wentz. Jalen Hurts and Wentz. Whenever Sirianni comes in the door, and it's like, you know, we're gonna let Jalen Hurts, you know, saying rock with it. And a lot of people had a lot of naysaying type things about Jalen Hurts and how he can get it done, completion percentage. They're not completing passes. Which, you know, the offense was not, but you know, I don't have a lot. you didn't have a lot. You didn't have A.J. Brown. You just had skinny Devontae Smith. You had Goddard, who was still trying to get some confidence. And dare say that that offensive line was good, but wasn't the best one.
No. Well, because last year, their offensive, I mean, Smith, they had Hurts for that first half. Yeah. They had Goddard. They still have Aguilar and the other terrible receiver.
Yeah. Who was his name? Oh, dog it. What was his name? He was terrible.
Because he was the receiver before Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name, and honestly, that's why. Yeah. So it's... They actually had a core quick build. I mean, they didn't have to change that much. It sucks, though. I love Doug Peterson. He's Miami quarterback at one point. Yep. I mean, sure. Really nice guy. I mean, look what he's done from Jacksonville for a season.
Yep.
So, seeing him being like, that was the most confusing play for Philadelphia. I still can't figure that out.
I think that was the owner coach deal, like front office coach. Like, they was probably sitting there thinking, like, man, you ruined the whole Wentz and Kurtz thing. Like,
yeah, because I can't remember who the GM is right offhand. It's going to drive me nuts, and my buddy will kill me. Because he's an Eagles fan, so he's now he has a chip on his shoulder right now. But he was upset because he helped with the argument to get rid of Peterson because of Wentz being ruined because he was so high on Wentz. But goes around, drafts Hurts.
Yes.
Trades up, drafts Hurts. And that always threw me off because Hurts is always, at the time, even my buddy Nutter looks at it like, why? We don't need a quarterback. I mean, we do, but we got rid of the one that we just kept, going back to Nick Foles. And now it's like, okay, what happened? Because you even ask him, you start at the start of the year, he's like, we're going to suck this year. We're going to suck last year.
I was like, man, against the Buccaneers in that wild card game, only thing I was sitting there saying was, like, the NFC East was terrible. The Cowboys are fool's gold. And I was like, they made it to this damn game. We're gonna knock him off, and you know, Hurst started off the game. He was like 3 for 11 or something.
Yeah,
like that. Like he took forever to complete a pass. Just saw where it was like, yeah, next year is gonna be tough for him. I said because they're gonna be probably losing some pieces here and there. Fletcher Cox got another year older. I didn't see Jordan Davis being.
Jason Kelsey and Cox coming back.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Well, I was saying this.
Yeah.
After the Bucs game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the wild card game. Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, all that stuff coming into that offseason, I was like, man, the Eagles ain't going to be good.
Yeah.
I was like, can't be. And then now, they were an undefeated team. Everything's rolling, averaging 200 yards rushing the game. I think that was the difference where it was like, that's why I'm going to bring up another statement after I finish this, is that the Eagles said, why do we have to sit there and think that we got to adapt to so many other things, thinking that just because we see Pat Mahomes and Josh Allen go at it like that, or Tom Brady's killing it in the percentage, and we got Matt Stafford killing it, throwing it to this. Why don't we just run the damn ball? Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to stick with your guns.
Yeah. This is... So, the Eagles figured that out early. That's why they were dominant.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown definitely helps.
Yes, oh yeah, for sure. Right, yeah.
It's like, you can run. Oh, there's A.J. Brown touchdown. Perfect.
Yeah.
Chicago figured that out way too late.
Yes, that's a good point.
Make Fields run. You have a good run game.
Yeah, Montgomery's good.
Your receivers are meh, but they can get the job done if they get enough pressure off of them.
Yes.
Who else was like that?
I would say the Jaguars.
Jaguars, yeah.
Yeah. NTN was helped out Trevor Lawrence.
The
so
Jets
much.
Are actually one of the biggest examples. When they lost Breece Hall, they went downhill.
Yeah.
They relied too much on Zach Wilson. We know Zach Wilson probably ain't the guy.
Yeah, and that run game was working for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, facts. And it just who they brought in, they got the guy from Jacksonville, Robinson. He just wasn't clicking all the way. And then they had a backup guy who had some moments. But like you said, I think, it showed the flip side of it. It showed the flip side
Giants
of it.
Giants figured that out.
Yep.
Combination of... Why can't I remember his name right now?
Oh, you're talking about Saquon.
Yes, between Saquon and actual having Jones run.
Yeah. Yeah, facts.
Their receivers are one of the highest paid among the worst, which is the funniest thing to me ever. But
I'm glad Evan Engram is having fun in Jacksonville because I've always liked him. And I thought New York would just like
it. Houston has a stud at running back. Yeah. The whole team sucks. Mm-hmm. So Houston's one of those teams I root for just because I want them to do good, even though the underdog story. Lions.
Yeah.
Or.
They had a running back that's 18 touchdowns.
They figured out how to run and then use the sun god to seal the deal. Mm-hmm. Like, even though people consider a quarterback league, you can't give up the run. Mm-hmm. Let's say there's a team that ran the least in the league and somehow still made it to the playoffs. I don't know who I'm thinking of here. That's a throw, make their 45, 46-year-old quarterback throw the ball 50, 60 times a game.
And then we fire our offensive coordinator because it was your fault! It was your fault! No, it wasn't. It's bullshit.
No, because you... Okay.
We got a 45-year-old quarterback with Lenny and a combination of Lenny and this kid who just had a flash for one game.
Yeah.
And a Dallas Cowboy team was like, well, we already been kind of ridiculed on not being able to stop the run. I think it was just a perfect math of just like, we're going to stop them from running, and they're going to give up on it very early, and they're going to pass the ball for the rest of the game.
Yeah. It's Miami's kind of similar. We at least try to run. Yeah. We don't get anywhere. Mm-hmm. And then we go over the top. I mean, so it's the run game, even though it's not as important. No, it's...
It's important, man, because... Tony Pollard going down in that 49ers game, I mean, like, it shaped the balance of where, like, extended handoffs even. You think of, like, Tony Pollard on an extended handoff, a little swing pass here and there, that Zeke Elliott's not got the agility and speed.
You know what? Let me tell you right now about Dallas. I know how to fix Dallas' offense 100%, how to keep Pollard and Elliott. Mm-hmm. It's really simple. Elliott is a fullback.
Yeah.
Put Elliott at fullback. Mm-hmm. You can still have him run the I formation. Yeah. You have both at all times. You have a double threat. He's not a one cutback. He's a power back who can block extremely well and he can catch.
Yeah.
He's not a running back.
Yeah.
And I think Zeke did have a good year. Mm-hmm. Not hating on that, but ever since that one year, he's been...
He's had decent, you know what I'm saying? Because the last season, he was over 1,000. He got to 1,000 quicker than he did on the...
Did he?
No, it wasn't last year. It was the season before that. I think he had did something where I was like, when people was talking about the year where he got 1,000 on the suspended year, that he had that same type of pace when he played the full season. And I was like, interesting. Somebody had brought that stat to my attention, so I know I went tripping.
He didn't have 1,000 yards. In 2021.
That's what I was talking about.
So, and yeah, he had to step up, but on average, he kind of went
down.
Well, 16. Onward, he hasn't had a 1,000-yard season since last year. Right. And then again, in my opinion, nowadays, 1,000-yard season isn't anything.
It's not, because more games.
I feel like 1,250 is the number now. Because we have the additional game. And we talk about 100-yard games. Those are good. Mm-hmm. So, a 1,000-yard season, you're talking 10 out of now 17 games being a good game on average. Mm-hmm. So it's not that.
Right. It's crazy. And that's where, like, somebody like Derrick Henry, who was dominated because he was getting to that 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Who was the
rushing leader this season?
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking about.
That's a good question.
Josh Jacobs.
That's
1,653 yards.
Wow, he lost his mind.
Raiders lost their mind. Yeah.
He lost his mind on a contract year, and that was smart of him because he know he ain't coming back.
Miami, can he get him?
Yeah.
I need a running back. We don't have one in the backfield currently. Derrick Henry still had 1,500 yards.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb still had 1,500 yards, and that's with Kareem Hunt.
Wow.
Saquon had a killer 1,300 yards. Miles Sanders, 1,269 on 259 carries.
Wow. You know what's crazy? I think Lamar Jackson would have like 500, 600, something like that still. What did Lamar get? He had like, 580, something like that? Which is nuts.
Maybe I shouldn't talk crap because Raheem and Jeff Wilson both had 860 yards.
That's not bad.
I mean, two running backs.
But that was what Tua was playing.
Yeah. Lamar had 764, second most for a quarterback that year.
Wow.
Freaking Justin Fields, 1,100 yards.
Wow.
They figured out how to use him. Mm-hmm. Now, the real question in the back of my mind is, going to that year, is what the heck are San Fran going to do?
Yeah. And who would have thought that both of their quarterbacks are on an injury timetable that is extensive? And then you're going to have to let Jimmy Garoppolo walk.
Jimmy G won't resign unless he is starter.
Right. And so,
and even then, I like Jimmy.
Tom Brady retired, so that there wasn't that idea. So now you got to wait to Aaron Rodgers in his 4 days of darkness. I wonder if he's going to invite Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you want to sit in the dark with me?
Will he go to the Jets? That'd be hilarious.
He looks terrible in a Jets uniform. Somebody had a picture of Mike locked up with that. I said, that's no. I was like, he needs to just retire. I think if Aaron Rodgers retired. Like,
he ain't going to retire this year.
But I think if he did, I think it would be the best move because the quarterback spot in the NFL really kind of depended on if you need that type of star power and you don't need it. You got Burrow, Herbert, you got so many young Fields. Now we got this Purdy kid is going to get another shot. Trevor Lawrence.
Is he, though?
He might want another team, even. You know what I'm just saying?
Still in a rookie contract. Right. Speaking of rookie contracts, they also still have Trey Lance, who's supposed to come back.
Yeah.
And the way I think is they're still going to run Trey, and I'm like,
it just depends on how he rehabs, I think. If he rehabs seriously, knowing that he's going to get another shot, he might come back on
Trey stronger. Has never finished Trey finished one full season since high school.
That's crazy.
Now, granted, the COVID year with North Dakota State. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the biggest thing people need to realize, stop trusting North Dakota State quarterbacks.
No, I would say this too, man. Like, I watched some of his highlights. He got hurt in college. He don't know how to take hits. Like, he runs dead. Like, he's a big guy, but like, yeah, but well, he brace yourself better. Like, he don't brace himself. I remember he ran a raid option his rookie year, and it might have been preseason, matter of fact, because no, it was week one of his rookie year, and they ran like a little read option, and he was going to the end zone. Like, the way he took on that contact,
yeah,
it was just so, like, dog, you're a quarterback.
Quarterback power, such a great play, and that's what got him injured.
It is like, it just, I don't know, man. I just look at somebody like Pat Mahomes, who not a runner but can run. He knows how to take a hit. He knows how to maneuver and things of that nature. You got to turn into that player and not think that you are a tank all the time. Because Josh Allen, give him credit, you know, he at least knows how to get tackled.
No, he doesn't. Better than Trey Lance, better than Tua.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Like, the biggest thing I will say, if any quarterback that knows how to take a tackle more than anybody else is Brady.
Yeah.
There's no way you go that long. Because even when he tore his ACL that year, it was a non-contact injury, wasn't it?
No, it was contact.
It was contact?
Yeah,
it was
Cincinnati Bengals flew at his knees, a prick.
Okay, yeah.
And I remember that play because he was going deep to Moss. He was about to chuck it to Moss. Like, he was launching it, and dude come flying in there. That was terrible. I thought that was like the more dirtier play I've ever seen in my days of watching football because, like, you knew he was throwing the ball. You knew you weren't going to get there.
Yeah.
It was after the throw. You know what I'm saying? That was terrible. And then, you know what's crazy about how karma works? Carson Palmer?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's crazy to where it's like, that happened to Carson Palmer, and then it turns around having a Brady. So I'm like, you wonder if it was that like a bad karma on Brady or something.
Also, then next year they get Dalton.
Yeah, it's like, golly. Like, that's crazy. But, I look at like with this matchup with what we're talking about with the run game, like I think the Chiefs are going to do the same thing. I mean, like, it's full circle what we talked about as far as like really looking at running back stats and stuff like that. Pacheco in the playoffs has been the best running back.
Yeah.
I mean, look at it. Now Sanders didn't have a, you know, saying like he had a moment in that 49ers game.
Three touchdowns.
I had a moment. I mean, like I was like, there's the Miles Sanders I've been wanting to see. You know what I'm saying? So it's like Pacheco and Miles Sanders are going to have to be the game breakers, just like how whenever the Chiefs beat the 49ers, who was it? The kid was wearing the Jordans. He don't play there no more. He got player of the game.
Yeah.
Him. Well, people thought he should have got player of the game. Remember, he didn't get player. They thought he should. I cannot remember that kid's name, but he was good for the team. The Super Bowl is on what you can do, what you didn't do a lot of in the regular season.
Yeah.
Coaches are going to pin on what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you do different? What can you throw at them differently? What can you do something? Because I'll be honest with you, when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, when did we see Pat Mahomes run like that? It all started in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He ran against the Texans. He ran against the Titans. And we're like, wow, look at this. And then he ran in the Super Bowl. Like, he did it all regular season. You have to do stuff different.
Yeah.
Like, Buccaneers, we beat the Chiefs. What do we do different? We didn't. All honesty, man. All honesty. I didn't believe in Leonard Fournette. But it worked with Leonard.
Yeah.
You have to go counter. If you are passing, you got to have to run. You got to develop that. Because your defensive line and defenses are going to depend on you having longer drives. If you give up shorter drives because a team is knowing what you're going to do, Raiders, Buccaneers, you didn't switch your game
plan. Stupid pirate teams.
You didn't change your game plan. That's why Tim Brown and Jerry Rice thought you rigged it.
Yeah.
You got to do different. You can't just sit Rich Gannon's old ass back there and be like, yep, we're going to do what we did in the regular season. We were ready for it. Derek Brooks, McFarland, everybody was like, dog, we're going to tear your ass up. So you have to do stuff different.
Buccaneers had 386 rushing attempts for 1,300 yards.
That's the...
In contrast...
300 attempts?
386.
That's almost 400 attempts. That's like, should have had like 1,900.
Well, the most was 559 for the year. So that's a terrible rank. Oh, I didn't mean to click something on sudden link. Screw sudden link.
So who? I mean, how many yards was that 500?
Freak! I hit the wrong link again. Okay, hold on. The Falcons ran 559 times for 2,700 yards.
Jeez.
4.9 average.
So it's like 386. So we like, but we should at least been in like around like 1,800.
1,800 yards?
Yeah, for 400 for 386 attempts.
Let's see.
Who 386, almost 400. 1,500 would have been cool. 1,600.
Patriots ran 425 for 1,800.
Oh, man.
So, it's... The average was... I mean, your average is 3.4 yards a carry.
So, that ain't too terrible. Okay, that makes
sense. Now, here's what would make me sad. I didn't realize this. Miami was second lowest. 390. Not too much difference. Just 380 yard difference. Maybe I shouldn't talk crap about our
run game. I'm about to say, man. Our run game is better than yours.
No, not really. 4.3 carry versus 3.4.
Oh, shit.
You had five.
Oh, see, now I was mishearing you.
Five rushing touchdowns. That is all you had.
Oh, okay. Now we got to get this situated.
I had 12.
1,500 on 399. Go Bengals. 404 for 1,500. We let the Chargers outrun us.
Yeah.
Jesus, man. Jesus.
Bears, 558 attempts, 3,014 yards. That stat is nuts.
That is ridiculous. That's like, we're not here to pass at all.
Yeah.
So I don't know why we got Chase Claypool, but yeah, just run a route.
I see. What team has passing yards?
Chiefs. Yeah, they're about to say, yeah, they're the Chiefs. Either the Chiefs or
Chiefs, Vikings, Chargers, Dolphins, Bucks.
Chargers coming right out of my mouth.
That, I didn't even realize we were that dominant.
Because the Vikings, of course.
Just think we had Tua the whole year.
They threw the ball 50 times against the Cowboys and let them stack them all.
Like, attempts. Jesus. With 377 attempts. They've passed the ball less than you ran.
Matt Nagy sitting over there in Kansas City like, yeah, they crazy.
And then the Buccaneers, 751 attempts for 4,700 yards.
And everybody's like, Tom Brady still got it. He still got it. No, we're just passing it every play.
That's a new record, right? Most attempts in a season for a guy.
We just pass it every
play. That just hurts my shoulder to think about.
And he's 45. TB12. But do you believe him?
Now, this goes back to, you know what I'm going to say. Is Tom Brady the greatest quarterback of all time? No. He's not. People will get wins. Justin, is win a quarterback status or team stat?
Never.
Never what?
What do you say? When is a quarterback stat a team stat?
Is win a team stat or a quarterback stat?
Oh, it's a team stat.
Okay.
Yes, I thought you said win is a...
Buccaneers got sacked 22 times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the least in the league.
Okay.
Your line was insane despite all the injuries.
Insane. That's crazy. Don't hurt my heart like this.
I'm sorry, but...
That's crazy. 22 times?
Yeah, that's it. In contrast to the Broncos for 63 times.
And you know how many times I said our O-line is horrible?
Yeah.
And, you know, here's the thing. It was horrible. It's just that Tom got rid of it or chucked
Tom
it down
adapted.
or just killed the ball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's crazy to think that he was back there just like, well, this play ain't going to work.
Yeah. 22 times, lost 160 sack yards. That's nothing.
Because he didn't want to get hit.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they, see, it would be amazing if NFL.com had throwaway stats. How many times they threw it away. Like
that would be nice.
That would be beautiful because I guarantee
Tom Brady. Well, I wonder if Next Gen Stats have it.
Man, he probably threw it away the most. I guarantee Tom Brady threw the ball away the most. Had it been. If 22 sacks and how we got rushed and how we lost games on how our offensive line played, I watch my team every week.
Yeah.
I mean, that man was plays dead.
I don't want to do this play anymore.
Yeah, I'm about to get killed. Dead.
I mean, a 66.8 completion percentage, 490 for 733. We're talking at least probably 100 dead plays then.
Yeah. He's competent.
Yeah.
He's competent. So, I mean, like, he ain't dumb. He, like, I ain't going to sit there and get hurt trying to prove a point.
He is a great quarterback. Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with that.
But I think... Him coming back, him playing football now, he's not a good quarterback. If you get what I'm saying? He's not a good quarterback. We saw that in Drew Brees when Tom Brady eliminated him. So it's okay, Tom, to feel that way. You sat there and you talked to Drew Brees for an hour after that game. And I wonder in them talks probably if you was going to give it up. And you should have seen how Drew Brees was playing. But like, man, I ain't got too much longer.
I think Drew will always be my favorite non-Miami quarterback. Drew is just... I always enjoyed watching Drew play.
He was fun. I think the one thing about Drew I liked the most was his ability to... My best thing with Drew Brees was when the fact that he knew... It was kind of like a sixth sense. It's kind of like something where you see... Russell Wilson try to emulate in the sense of like when Marcus Colston say might go in motion.
Yeah.
When he said hut, he was so dialed into what he was going to do. Devery Henderson's up career just went phew.
Yeah.
Marcus Colston phew. Jimmy Graham phew. Like you see people's names, you're just like, who? They ain't do nothing when they left that man.
Yeah.
Nothing. You know, Colston was like, y'all better not get rid of me. So when you look at that through the years, it's like Drew Brees really had a... He put Sean Payton in him. Like, he was like, look, I got you on the field. You just say what you want me to do, and I'm going to be that.
I mean, I'm excited for Russell and Sean Payton.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see what Sean's going to pull out of Russell.
Yeah.
Sean is one of the best quarterback coaches mm-hmm. there is.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, hey, I guess probably the reason why he took the year off. Because...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, without Brees, his guy that he's went for years. Yeah. He did the 1 year with...
Jameis.
Jameis and Taysom, man.
He was like, fuck this. I'm going to let the next coach...
I'm not rebuilding. Screw
I'm not
this.
Coaching Andy Dalton.
The problem is Dalton's... Just...
He didn't do bad, but...
I love the Dalton line concept where if you're better than Dalton, you're good. If you're better than, worse than Dalton, you're bad.
Yeah,
and
you're
Dalton
right.
is... the perfect average quarterback to talk about.
Sam Darnold's the next Dalton.
And no, he's not.
His last name is Darnold.
No, I don't know who it's going to be. Jared Goff may be it.
No, how dare you? How dare you? How, that was sickening that you just said that. Jared Goff is not a bad quarterback. He is Mr. Play Action himself.
I do like Goff. I'm not hating on Goff. If you put him in a position
to be Play Action Goff, he would tear you alive, man.
Dude,
Dalton, at some point, just going to throw a ball in the middle of the field and be like, my bad.
I think with Sean McVay, his problem with Goff is they didn't see eye to eye. Their play styles are two different ways. Yeah. Dan Campbell knows how to use Goff. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know what I'm going to change my say? It's not Andy Dalton line. It's going to be the Dak Prescott line.
Ooh, Dallas fans, did you hear that?
Because Andy Dalton and Dak Prescott played about roughly the same amount of games, right?
Yeah.
Their stats are almost identical.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Dalton, 2,800 yards. Prescott, 2,800 yards. 8 for 9, 23 to 15. Completion percentage 66.7 versus 66.2. That's, we may have the Dak line.
Wow, Dak. Dak gonna have to pick up the slack.
Ooh, I'm gonna put Rush. Just put Rush back in.
Jeez, man, Rush.
Hey, look, Rush. Like, hey, look here, man. I don't want to be used like this, you know. But I am. I did only make like 600,000 last year, so I'm up to at least make maybe about like 1.1, 1.3. So I'm gonna keep my mouth shut.
I mean, I will gladly be a third string quarterback.
Yeah, right. So
I don't want to start. I don't want to be second string. I just want money.
But I think for the look at the Dak line, it's like, oh Lord, man, that is bad for that. It's like that's just saying his days are numbered. His days are numbered.
Is it a bad thing or is it a? You kind of got the bare minimum of a serviceable quarterback.
He's serviceable. Oh, boy. He's went from top 10 to serviceable.
And I'm not saying it's going to be a year-to-year thing, but this coming year, that's what he's going to be.
He did it to himself.
Now, I got two questions for you.
He did it to himself.
All right. The coaching situation in Arizona. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen? Nobody wants that job.
I was about to say, man, that's crazy, bro. I'm talking about was milliseconds. Who wants it? Because I tell you what, a college coach would take it.
A college coach would, yeah.
But the Arizona brass probably like, damn it, we just tried that.
So Sean Payton was looking at it, but realized Russell's a better outlook than
Andrew Green's gone. D Hop is going to be gone. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know about that. So, I mean, like.
You know what? Get Lovie Smith back. Go still, tank commander again.
You still got Zach Ertz.
It's kind of sad to say, like, that's their best player.
They have no run game.
No. Their defense.
James Conner is not good. Oh, man, that offensive line is just terrible. Defense, you got Buda Baker. Yeah, man. I would say Lovie Smith would take a job for getting shit canned, which that would be a terrible fit. You would look at Byron Leftwich for him getting shit canned, and he would be looking for a head coaching job. Maybe he can turn Kyler around. You got Byron Leftwich, but he's the type of person who turned down Jacksonville because he thought that was going to be something that he wasn't going to be successful. So he would probably look at Arizona the same way. So
for Jacksonville, because he didn't want to work with GM.
Do you would you want to work with this GM too?
God, no. I mean, hey, Jacksonville wore clown outfits to one of the games and ended up winning, which is the funniest thing to me.
So, it's going to be a college guy.
I can see Leftwich though if they want to go out of left field.
Yeah.
Either go a tank guy or
because Flores got picked up as a defense coordinator last week.
Oh gosh, I couldn't imagine Murray and Flores.
Right.
He hated Tua so much.
You know, Nathaniel Hackett just got picked up for offensive coordinator. I was like, yeah, let him be an OC somewhere. Matt Nagy's at Kansas City.
They should have got Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien is now at New England.
Don't make him a GM. Make him a, I mean, he's a good coach. He's just not a good GM.
No, he's not. He's a good coordinator.
He's a good coordinator. Just don't do trades, because, I mean, I appreciate it. Actually, you know what? Bill O'Brien's my favorite GMs of all time. I can't hate on him.
Can't be mad at him.
I mean, heck, we're still dealing with that trade currently with a fifth-round pick for this year's draft.
There it goes. Is Pat Mahomes going to win another Super Bowl? Is that who you picking to win Super Bowl? Tell me right now, like, who do you want to win this game so you'd be like, all right, let's get one the next season?
I want to say Eagles.
I'm going to say the Chiefs.
However, what I would want next year is give me two different complete teams.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of the same teams every year. Like, Mahomes, I know the Brady.
You can't blame him.
Mahomes is great.
Yeah, man, you just can't blame him. Being in my 30s, like, this is like an act of being a quarterback where you seen like Aaron Rodgers when he won his first one, or when Tom Brady winning his, or Drew Brees winning his first one, Peyton Manning winning his first one, and then the second one, and then you got somebody didn't want to leave out as Ben Roethlisberger who won his two. But Patrick Mahomes, like, put so much more, like, oomph, like, let's go. Like, you know, like, I'm not taking away from none of the quarterbacks that's just named. I'm not. Don't get me wrong. There was let's go moments. I'm just saying, Pat Mahomes is like, he relates to me. You know, like, he relates so much to where it's just like,
he's a football guy.
Yeah, man, like.
And the only other quarterback in the league that is like that is Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, facts. And, you know, all the other players like that are defensive linemen, running backs.
That's a weird concept. I just compared Patrick to Baker
Mayfield. Nah, but you did it in a way of saying, I know what you're saying. You're basically saying, like, man, if you think about it, football players like running backs, linebackers, you know, linemen and stuff like that. Like, Mahomes has that type of makeup.
Yeah.
You know, Baker had that type of makeup. Jalen Hurts has that type of makeup.
Yeah.
That's why I said it's not about Nick Sirianni. It's about Jalen Hurts. He's the leader of that team, and he got that team, like.
Actually, Tua's a really big football guy, too. He just won't shake down.
That's facts. That's facts. No, you're not lying.
Yeah.
But Jalen Hurts and this matchup between him and Mahomes, man, it could be, like, one of the best Super Bowl matchups ever because of the type of football player they are.
Yeah.
Because against the 49ers, watching Pat Mahomes and Jimmy Garoppolo, you like, man, like, Jimmy, like, I'm not taking off running.
No.
I'm going to just throw this in the dirt, or I'm going to try to get it. Pat Mahomes is like, I got to get this first down. I got to get here.
Yeah.
How can I get here? Josh Allen, same thing. So we got players like that in the NFL like that, but now this Super Bowl matchup, who's going to be your X factor? Who is your top three? Give me your top three X factors other than Mahomes and Hurts.
I'm going to put Tyler first. Okay. Well, I'm going to give you four.
Okay.
The Kelce brothers.
Okay.
This is about the Kelce brothers, ultimately. Right. And then Darius Slay.
Nice.
Because I feel like he will cause problems. He always does. Mm-hmm. And then you know what? I can see Kansas City throwing a curveball at me, and I can't think of his name right offhand, but they're running back.
Oh, Pacheco.
Yeah, he's
been real.
I feel like he's going to be used in a different way that we've seen this year.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to happen.
Help me out with the backup running back's name for the Eagles, because I tell you what.
Boston Scott.
I was like, what's up with this guy? He's good.
That's the Eagles' way. They always have two or three
running
backs.
There was another one, too, though, ain't it?
There's a third one.
Can't think. I was like, man, they come at you in droves. Like, it's like, well, we'll hand you off to this guy. And I'm like, well, 49ers know how to tackle, I thought.
Oh, see, that's how Eagles always have been, though, the last, like, 12 years. Yeah. They always have three. They have one fantastic running back, and then two that you can easily rotate in and out.
Yep.
Like, when Darren Sproles and
Ajayi, and then they had Jason Ajayi and Sproles, and they had what was his name?
It's driving me nuts too.
Yeah, that's crazy. They've always had that type of feel, and now that the Chiefs is like, hey, we got Kent McKinnon, we got We got Pacheco. So it's going to be a battle between that. I think the run game is definitely going to be featured. And that's why I think the Super Bowl is going to be so dope, because whenever that pass play, whenever the passing game gets opened up.
I feel like this is my prediction completely. The games that we just talked about with the whole the run, for get the run out there so you can go over the top, is going to be a heavy factor. It will be close, and it's going to be like barely edged out, but one score game in Eagles' favor, probably like 27-30. That's what I'm thinking.
I like it. I like it. I'm going to go a little bit. Damn, that's not a bad score, man. Damn. That's not a bad score. You sit there and be like, I don't want to copy off of you, but that's not a bad score.
Just go the other way?
You might go the other way, but, you know, because I'm going with the Chiefs. So, I mean, like, I think my four would be Slay, Kelce Brothers. And I want to say who led the league in picks was Gardner Johnson. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to have to play Kelce. He's going to have to come up and stick him. He's going to have to come up and disrupt if he's coming across the middle. He's going to have to see that.
Yeah.
They're going to have some type of schemes where the other safety is going to have to come back and help someone go over top, like a Juju or somebody like that.
Yeah.
That Scantley. You're going to have to put Gardner Johnson on Kelce. He's going to have to be there.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to put Chris Jones on my list, but I think, you know what I'm saying, like if the Eagles are going to win, but that would be that. But Chris Jones, I think, needs to be that guy. Needs to be that guy for me picking the Chiefs, Chris Jones. But, like, Pat Mahomes is going to take care of things himself, I think, with that. And for me picking them to win, I just, for some reason, I just think, like, he like, man, I lost that last one. I didn't get to go to the, when the Rams won it. I'm not losing this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I just feel it. There's just something there to where I'm just like, it's not going to be a blowout or nothing. I just don't see Pat Mahomes losing this game.
The only thing I can see what worries me is his ankle.
Yeah.
That's what my concern is. He won't have as much mobility.
Right.
So, I mean, we're still talking two of the best lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Offense and defense,
yeah,
really.
It's crazy, man, because I'm telling you, Jordan Davis went to Cox. And they added Sue. I mean, like, God dog it, man.
Yeah. So.
But then you got Frank Clark. You got Chris Jones, and you got the other kid that they just put on that line that is pretty scary. And it's like, they traded for him.
Yeah, but still, it's going to be a fun. If I want to me.
But yeah, 23-32. That's my.
23-32. So you're going to make it a two-score game.
Yeah. 23-32. And I think the reason why I say that is like something weird, like a safety might happen, or like be 29-20, and they get a field goal, and they, you know, Eagles kick a field goal, and they be like, damn it, I get the ball back. I just think something weird gonna happen. I mean, like if something with a punter, you know, gets it in that field position range, like, you know, safety could happen. Something freaky could happen. It's, you know, we've seen onside kicks. We've seen crazy fumbles.
Onside kicks starting the second half.
Yeah, Cam Newton didn't want to jump on the fumble. Philly Brown dropped a wide open pass. Something quirky is going to happen. Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that hell, especially when you got, what's his name? Slay? Like, Slay might take one to the crib. That's what I say. Like, I ain't hating on the Eagles. I just, you know, that's just the reasons why I'm picking the Chiefs that I'm not going to go full into, but it's just like, the Eagles scare me.
Yeah.
On my pick. You know what I'm saying? I have nothing against the Eagles. This is a neutral game where I'm kind of like, just want to see.
No, you're like me. It's like.
Right. But, you know, I think for the bigger thing is my pops. He was a Chiefs supporter. He ended up being a Chiefs fan.
Okay.
In a 3-year span. So I was like, I'm going to at least go with the Chiefs on that one. But Darius Slay, if he picks one off, he going to the crib.
Yeah.
He's going to the crib. Like, he's that type of guy that I remember with the Detroit Lions. I was like, oh, Slay got one? He's gone.
Yeah.
Like, so, Jalen's going to have to be, I mean, Pat's going to have to be careful because he can throw picks. So, that's why I was saying that. Like, we just was talking about how he was throwing interceptions the season before, but he's cleaned it up so far this season relatively, you know what I'm saying? But he still had his mistakes. He threw two against the Jacksonville Jaguars right off the bat. It was like, damn, dog, you okay? So, I mean, those could happen.
I mean, Pat has had, what, 2-3 interception games? 2 or 3. One of them was against Miami the year before last.
Yeah,
so,
sure, yeah.
It's possible. So it, I'm, but he's also one of the clutchest quarterbacks.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to put him on a perfect pedestal. I was just making sure that there was some things you could talk about because you brought up the ankle. I mean, like, that's still compromised in a sense. A high ankle sprain, 2 weeks ain't shit.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good.
I'm excited.
It's going to be good. I can't wait. Cannot wait. It's like, it's only Thursday. It's like, damn, man. Super Bowl should be on Saturday. It should
yes.
be. It really should be.
If any championship needs to move, it's the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
Screw a Monday game.
Yes.
Everyone's everybody's day.
Yeah. Because you're trying to get it done with work quick. You're sitting there like, oh, it's the game.
And that's
like,
why I kind
of
forget.
You
got to
get up to work in the morning. So Tuesday. Like, come on, man. So, yeah. I think the Super Bowl should be Saturday, national championship Sunday, and then everybody would be like.
Or being intended to make it backwards because college day is Saturday.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So don't do it backwards.
Make it both Saturdays.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need to be. Yeah. I think both championship games should be on Saturday. Just like how the freaking Boston Celtics and Lakers played. On a Saturday, everybody watched.
Yeah.
Everybody watched LeBron James get fouled and they didn't call and he lost his freaking mind. So, I mean, everybody would watch the Super Bowl, of course, on Sunday. But I'm just saying, just think if it was on Saturday, the money that bars would make, hotels would make more money. It just...
You know, I'm going to fifth player, the refs. my favorite quote from the Rumble, the WWE has the greatest officiators in all sports.
Facts.
Just because the NFL refs scare me.
Yeah, because if the NFL is scripted, the WWE script is way better.
Yeah.
That's chaotic. Because, damn it, if I remember was like one of the tweets I saw, and it was like when, it was like, they had a Giphy, whatever. It was like when Matt Ryan walked in the room so he can go over the script of the Super Bowl where they had Tom Brady going.
Yeah.
Looking back, that Giphy when he was looking back in the room, in the film room, and it was like, that's Matt Ryan walking in and Tom Brady looking back at him like, got the script. 24-3. Oh, man. And those are the things I hate.
Yeah.
I hate Super Bowls that get out of reach.
I want a close, good game.
Because God forbids that if it gets out of reach this time, people are really going to think it's scripted because if the team comes back,
mm-hmm.
then they're going to be like, see? But I don't know. Like you said, 27-30, and I got 23-30, and we're going to rock with it like this. So, Andrew, thank you for joining me.
Technically, you joined me.
I know, right? This is how this works. Like, I come in his office, I bombard him, I hit record, and says, you got no choice. So, another episode of Sauce Talk. Anything you want to say?
I got nothing else today.
You sure?
Yep.
Nothing. What was his name, man? Laramie Tunsil called. He said, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm still living it out here. I'm still living it out here. Can I come back?
I want it back.